Blog Talk Radio.
When I did podcast, I had a lot to talk about because of my bad experiences. And one thing that I noticed, I noticed in my life was that I was a victim of black-on-black crime. And while most blacks, just like whites, and it doesn't matter what race you are, while most people, regardless of color, are good, they don't target people and stuff, there are criminals in the society. And I am talking about in general with experiences. This has to do with my experiences. I'm very colorblind, but I'm not, I like all kinds of people. I'm in the music industry. I like to make music, and I know that literally that if I'm going to be in the industry and as a person, I have to be open-minded, and I always have been open-minded, but I'm not a fool. When I did podcasts, it was to express thyself. Some people would say, ignorant people would say, oh, I'm very old-fashioned or I'm very intolerant. That is not true. That's being an idiot. It is the truth that black-on-black crime exists. And, I'm open-minded to all people. Because the truth is, I think one of the reasons is that being a minority is very difficult. Being an African-American male is difficult. the years of intolerance and so on by mainstream culture. And what has happened is the unfortunate thing is that among minorities, that includes other minorities, when you're in a system where there's discrimination or intolerance, it doesn't, for the minority culture who's targeted, some members of it may not feel good about themselves. So, and some can't handle it, so the way they deal with it is to hate themselves and become a criminal. And somebody said to me, a long while back, that yes, that's a product of what has happened when you've been targeted. And I'm a very liberal person. Because the thing is that no matter how much discrimination there is, African-Americans or whoever, it gets no excuse to target other people of the same race. If you're because of jealousy or whatever, it's no excuse. And that's what I experienced. I'm trying to better myself to be in the industry, and I have these African-Americans around me who don't like me because they think I hang out with whites, or I prefer to listen to rock music, or I prefer this. Well, they're being ignorant. Love does not see color. We are all equal. There is no excuse for them to try to hinder me or try to harass me because of their dark side or whatever. That is no excuse. And they even said they don't want me to succeed, to be a lawyer, to be a musician. And they even said allegations that they took my music. Well, it doesn't matter what race it is. There are evil people regardless of race. I see people, I really do honestly see people on the inside, beyond race, but in the societies, some people do not see people beyond race. So I have to be careful who I'm with and how I deal with things. And I think that's a sad thing because that's based on ignorance. But with these particular African Americans that I dealt with who targeted me, they should look at themselves and just try to do the right thing. They should not be trying to hinder me from being a lawyer or being a musician. And they should not be angry if I hang out with a white person or whatever. The truth is I hang out with whoever I want, but, you know, I'm colorblind. I'm open-minded to all people. I always have been open-minded to all people. I listen to all kinds of music. Some of my favorite artists are both African-American and white and Latin, whatever. Jimi Hendrix I love because he was very unique. And he was inventive with music and the guitar. So, but also I like John Lennon. Or if I like some other person. Those were, you know, very influences. You know, I was influenced by Michael Jackson, I was influenced by Prince, but then also I was influenced by hard rockers. You know, I was, you know, Nirvana, Pearl Jam, etc. So I'm diverse. But I'm glad I'm this way because I look at people's character. I like to be around people who expand their minds and don't inhibit people from doing, or inhibit me from doing what I need to do. And with these particular African Americans, need to move on. They need to try to stop trying to they need to stop with the racism, because black racism is not right. It's morally wrong. Also, black on black crime, it happens in not just the hood, but in where minorities, black people, you know, get jealous. They should not. If they don't have no home, or they can go to school and they can do a lot of things. Don't compare themselves to me. I'm very open. I don't like talking about these issues, but it has happened. These people were actually wishing that I do not succeed because of how the way I act. And that's so evil in itself. And when they said they're trying to harass me and trying to hurt me, they are evil people. Now, the African-American community got to do something, because when you have these rappers getting shot and killed, like with the aspiring rapper who was found in Malibu, or, you know, shooting her guns, you know, it has to be addressed by the NAACP. That's my opinion. You know, in a society at large. But it also includes some other people, and they're not African-American. They were angry because I didn't want to be a therapist or a supervisor. I am not going to be a supervisor for a mental health center. And they did not want me to succeed. They're trying to hinder my potential to make it in the industry. I said, that's so evil. Dream killer, that's evil. There is no excuse. Trying to stop me from succeeding because I don't conform to what they want me to be, that's not fair. This African-American woman think I'm going to get married to a black. I'm gay. I can't marry a woman. Regardless, I'm always going to be gay. I've been gay all my life, and I'm still going to be gay when I'm dead. I'm going to marry a man, but I don't like mentioning that. I mean, people are all over us coming out. These people need to stop. It doesn't matter what race somebody is. We are, you know, you hang out with whoever you want. And I put it on a computer about, you know, the Loving case in 67 during Dr. King when he was alive in the Civil Rights Movement. You can marry whatever race you would have. We just passed a law, 2022, Respect for Marriage Act. Interracial marriage has been going on for centuries, and it's legal in this country. And that Loving Supreme Court case said you can marry whoever you want. If you're attracted to someone of the same race, that's good. Good for you. If you're attracted to someone of the same race, then good for you too. But it's not right for someone to try to force it upon me or you about about staying with someone of the same race. That's not right. That's racism. And racism happens with, you know, extremists, white supremacist groups, and other racist groups, black, white, or brown. It is no excuse to be a racist in this society. And it's no excuse to be ignorant in this society. It is no excuse for those African-American men and women who I don't know, or others, to try to hinder my potential because they're jealous, or they don't, or they're trying to make me be something that I cannot be. That is wrong. And that's what Dr. King preached, because he was a preacher. Love does not see color. You don't judge somebody by the color of their skin. You judge by the content of their character. And I'm very liberal. I've always been liberal. But I'm very aware of the 21st century. I'm living in the 21st century. It's so many diversity, so many different types of people. I'm very much aware of, because I met so many different people when I came to Hollywood, when I wanted to be a musician. But I met all kinds of people. And coming from New York State, in some aspects I was exposed to so much at a young age. So it makes me think outside and look at the world as a full of different colors. So we go and hang out who we prefer. And that's why I say if you prefer to hang out with a certain culture, no matter what color or no matter what religion, go for it. It's good. And that's what spirit and human beings have to do. And I believe a higher power, if there's a God or a higher power, its power is to expand. And that's from my opinion wise. I really believe that in order for life to continue to exist, the power of the spirituality have to expand through diversity. Diversity. If you're diverse and you're open-minded, life gets better. It really will. And it's going to continue to evolve that way for years and centuries to come. If you try to inhibit your other people or try to stay with just one race or just one culture, then, you know, there's a limitation there. You don't expand. You get ignorant. And when you're ignorant, you believe ignorant beliefs. And when ignorant people can be dangerous, when you believe something that's not true, or when you try to force it onto them, it can be no prejudice or no inhibition. At the same time, we have to let people live. Some people prefer to hang out with one person. Some people prefer to be in a religion. And with these people who are saying they don't want me to succeed because they see me hanging out with this person, that's ignorant. That's been going on for years. And that's wrong. I think in the African-American community or any community, you should not be trying to hinder other people from hanging out with other races. If I marry somebody of a different race, that should not be a hindrance, or I should not be belittled or put down. That's prejudice. It's the same thing as in the 30s when the KKK or hate groups did not like race mixing. They were hateful people. And it's the same thing. A black racist don't like a black person hanging out with a that's still racist. And heterosexism or homophobia is no excuse. And I know some people are homophobic regardless of race. Regardless of race or religion. And, you know, they have a right, but being ignorant is not a good thing. People are going to continue to be gay. It's going to always be around. It's been around since the beginning of time, as long as it's straight people. It's going to be around until the end of time. So you better accept it or just stay ignorant, in my opinion. So the expanding of spirituality involves diversity and acceptance. And love is the highest form of spirituality, in my opinion. I'm not trying to preach, but I strongly believe that love is in everything. It does not see color or race or religion. But in personalities, when someone say they don't want me to see me succeed because of who I hang out with or because of jealousy, that's not right. I had to continue to go for my dream. If they use my sample or my song, that is evil in itself. Because I spent, 30-some years struggling. I got 10 albums out. I haven't got any recognition, and they're going to steal. What all I'm going to say is that they're going to be in a court case where they're going to lose. But I do know one thing. Karma does come back to everybody. When you do bad things to others, it do come back to you, directly or indirectly. I'm not here to try to talk about negative things. I want to talk about optimism. So for me, I have to continue for my dreams and hang out whoever I want. But I'm still colorblind. I have to look at the person's personality to make a configuration whether I for who I need to hang out with. So, but the truth is, people are on different spiritual levels. Some people are way high and see love, does not see color. They're way up there in the sky. And there are a lot of people whose spiritual level, I'm sorry, that's my opinion, are at the bottom, toward the ground. They don't see that. They don't see character. They see just race. Or they just don't have the capacity to be open-minded or see beyond the box. So people are on different levels. So, yes, the objective is we just have to live with these people, let them live. But ignorance should not be used to hurt anybody. Again, I'm very colorblind. I see everybody, black, white, and brown is equal, and there's gifts in everybody. But on a personal level, when I have people talk about not wanting to see me succeed or because of who I hang out with or jealousy or keep thinking trying to conform me to be something I cannot be and don't like me because of the way I live, and being an artist, I have to be open-minded and diverse. You know, I have to keep it open. I have to do my own thing. But no, I will not compromise myself, my music, to evil perpetrators or to ignorance. Well, the one reason why we have people, some people come along is to make them aware of seeing beyond the box. We have to look at people for who they are. And some people feel comfortable, belong with, they leave religions or they hang out with different races, and that's good. Love does not see race, religion, or color, or entity. It only is acceptance. That's all my opinion. For me, that's how I think. But for somebody trying to make it, I cannot compromise myself. And it accuses me of being, gay, straight. If someone's gay, you cannot try to make them be straight. It's not possible. Yes, some people try to be who are gay because of prejudice. They don't want to be gay because they don't want to be discriminated, so they try to be straight, but they have problems. They still have the same sexual feelings. It's biological. They were born that way. For me, it was not a choice. But even though it's my opinion, I strongly believe what I believe. But I try to be open. Open. You got to be open. That's why I'm so progressive. Progressive means very open, very blue. You know. And, but, you know, I know that I can't be set in my ways, but that's something I'm learning, but I try to strive to be progressive or do my own thing to be free. Because I came from a situation where I was hindered or I wasn't allowed to be myself or to even talk. So when I got older, I talk a lot. Podcasts, you know. I had to do podcasts, you know. Because I love to talk. I got so much to say. But I'm influenced by my environment. That's like when I write music, you hear my songs, you know. Some of my songs are like positive, love. It's about what I experience with someone or something. Then I write about it in a recording studio or just on the keyboard or just sing it. Because melody and lyrics can be made by, you know, playing an instrument or vocally, just a melody. Make up a melody and got the lyrics, the words to the song. But that also with podcasts, if I hear something that's so ignorant, I get so angry. And people probably think that I'm ignorant or I'm prejudiced. I'm not. I get angry because I have to be careful what I say because I get angry because I hear something ignorant or not right. It's not right. But with black-on-black crime, it has to stop. There's no excuse for it. There's no excuse for any type of ignorance or any type of harassment or any type, regardless of where you come from. It's no excuse. And I don't know why these people are asphyxiated on me. Because, you know, I'm not, you know, they can't make me like them, and I can't make them like me. What they need to do is move on. Move on, find people who they can be with, advance themselves. It's hard, but I don't know. Maybe they don't have the capacity to look at themselves and make changes within themselves. They've been coming over here for nearly a very long time, so that is the problem. And that's something I can't deal with. That's what a mental health expert or somebody in the system can help them learn to mind their business and not come onto strangers or people who they don't know, or that's a serious mental health issue or some kind of problem that I cannot understand or deal with because I'm not an expert on that subject, which is psychology. Only I know the basics. But I can't say that for me to deal with it is to protect myself legally, talk about it, and to always tell people to live your life the way you want, hang out with whoever you want, love whoever you want, and don't let no ignorance stop you. No type of stay away from evil people. Because I would not compromise myself, my music to evil perpetrators of ignorance. Again, I am colorblind. I say that all the time because these ignorant people say lies about me. You know, they really don't want me to be this or that. And they don't even talk to me, which that's a sign of somebody's mental health issue or mental illness. You don't come on to somebody you don't know. We can't go up to somebody of the same race who we don't know and think we're going to be with them. That's ignorant. You got to be crazy. We don't go up to strangers. Something that is a mental health issue. Something is wrong with that person. Only criminals and sick people do that. So I stay away from those people. They're not my type. But I will say they need to work on looking in the mirror because they're not going to get what they want. Evil dreams never pan out. They never do. So they need to stop whatever evil conspiracy, whatever. Stop it. Write their own music. Go to a recording studio. You can write your own music. Don't steal from me or try to press my buttons. Anything evil is just not going to work out. It's going to get worse. And I have to be around with people who are well and who respect me. I respect them because most people are. Because when I'm an artist, I'm going to be dealing with people directly, or if I'm dealing with anybody, it's direct contact, or, you know, direct, I say hello, I have start a relationship, then we don't deal with somebody we don't know. And that means that these people have mental health issues that require some serious intervention. You gotta let go. And then, and then some, these same people are obsessed. If you're obsessed, forget about it. It's not going to happen. Your obsession is going to last for eternity until you move on. Shoot, I don't know when. I was rejected by other people too, but I had to move on. There are lots of people they can be with, but if they want to be with somebody, deal with them directly. Otherwise, anything negative or sickness is not going to get help until you get treated or make changes. But for me, I have to continue to go for my dreams, make music, continue to talk. Because, podcast, I'm an artist. I'm intellectual. But I will not compromise myself, my music, to ignorance or evil perpetrators. I deserve to be successful. I earned it. I paid my dues already many decades over. God knows I paid my dues. I'm good, but I ain't stupid. Yeah, I released a song. It's copyrighted. So you see it on Vivo, it's copyrighted. I'm trying to be good to people, too. This a songwriter who I was with, I'd always tell him, he has some good songs I wish I'd written. He has some good songs, but I never would ever try to use it or take it from him. That's his song, because I'm a good person. I'm going to stay that way. And I respect him. He spent 40, 50 years struggling to be a songwriter. There are people out here in Los Angeles County who spent 30, 40, 50 years, all ages, shapes and sizes, struggling to be actors or musicians or sing songwriters. It's very hard to make it in that industry. And to get to that level, it takes a lot of persistence and luck and so on, and it's very difficult. I want to make my dream come true. I don't want to listen to someone say something evil or unfair or say something so sinister by saying, I don't deserve to make it. Of course I do. I spent 30 years. If you spent 2, 5 years, 7 years, not just making demos, playing. I got 10 albums out. Of course I paid my dues. Probably many lifetimes over because I suffered a lot. That's not fair. But, it's a game, unfortunately. As I said, very few get there, but my music is colorblind. But who I hang out, who I marry, is for me. I respect other people. I mind my business because I'm stable. And when someone when I'm dealing with people who don't know how to mind their business and say I shouldn't make it and I don't even did nothing to them, something is seriously wrong with them to say that. But it reminds me to stay away from these dream killers. Stay away from evil people who say that. Hang out with good people, I will not compromise myself. In the name of love, I had to live life on my own terms. That's a way to be happy. Life is too short. There's good and evil on this planet. I choose to be good, stay away from the evil, and go for my dream. And so should you. Go for your dream. And you should stay away from dream killers. Stay away from any type of crime. Don't go by race, color, sexual orientation. Do whatever you feel is comfortable. Long as you ain't hurting nobody else, that's all that matters. And I ain't hurting nobody else. And I own the music. That's my music. That's my ambition. I ain't did nothing wrong to somebody. Somebody trying to do something wrong to me. No, I am not. I did not come to L.A. to be a therapist. Now, they weren't thought that because I want to be a therapist. I didn't come to L.A. to be no therapist. I came to L.A. to be an artist or intellectual, possibly. But I leave it there. There are other people that can, if they want a therapist, a leader, go somewhere else. Stop. And they need to stop that because that's not fair for them to say something that is solely out of touch. You know. That's how I feel. You know, life goes on. 20 years go by, that's a very long time. You got to move on. But as they say, we make the choices. I have to make some choices. Do the right thing or do the wrong thing. And I want to do the right thing. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.